Miggity, miggity, just Matt.
Somebody.
No, I got a 7.
Nim.
Yeah.
You go.
No, I rolled 17.
Yeah.
I want to do it. It's been a long time.
Has it?
Yeah.
Well,
we shouldn't have left you without a dope beat to step two.
Step two.
Wiki.
So, yes, I can.
Yeah, go ahead if you want to do it. You got that new microphone?
Previously on Homebrew Detritus.
No.
God, I hate that.
I love it. It makes me so happy.
No, it makes you sound horrifying.
I compared it to.
Bad wordplay.
I learned about AIDS from Captain America, so my knowledge of dementia is not super strong.
Y'all know who sang the Texas Walker Ranger theme song?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Nobody knows the trouble I've seen.
Ah, shut up. You got yourself in this shit. Buddy, let's see.
That's a natural one.
Okay, then it failed.
Fuck yeah. Bone Shaker. It moves him back 5 feet into the hole, and then I will yell, close it! Move him back into the hole and yell, oh, hold on. Move standard. I don't know if I have enough to... Foof.
You don't have enough to close it, but Eldarissa is there.
Yeah. Come, close lady. It. Let me help you find it. Some closure. I mean, on that skeleton!
Yeah. That's essentially what happened. Oh, let me double check. And
why are you talking?
The goddamn jaguar killed the plot hook. If we're talking actual
you just
murder,
ignored it.
I hit her and she was still alive.
2 months
but you
ago.
Didn't tell anybody that it was like somebody that we should not.
I also didn't tell anyone that you had done the thing in the fire. So
are you leaving me in the goddamn brig or not?
Yes.
We'll find out next week on Homebrew Detritus.
Jesus fucking Christ. I said one line the whole episode. I never...
Boom.
Everybody just brass bat. Say something. Oh. Come on.
Yeah.
Terrence.
Howdy.
Ledros.
We are trapped in the Fey Realm.
Nim.
Why, I'm here.
And Sonder.
Blah, 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 blah.
Ah, don't speak to me about demon speak. It's killing me.
Oh, of course. As soon as we start recording, my camera gets blurry.
Is that so fucking dark?
Stop spitting on it. Yeah. Right in my eye.
Bye. Hello. Nope. I was having a really hard time with my face as soon as I start recording.
It's because it's extremely bright. It's like, we're supposed to blur out blinding objects.
Beep, beep, Richie.
Give me a kiss, fat boy.
Have I told that story on here before?
Not on here.
I don't know.
I was telling somebody today, actually, because he liked the shirt. I used to have the Pennywise, the old Tim Curry Pennywise shirt. It was a bright red shirt, and it was just him in the clown suit pointing, holding the balloon. And I wore it all the fucking time. I love that shirt. I was walking through Pep Boys to get some oil for the car. And just an older gentleman who worked there walked by and said, kiss me, fat boy.
Kiss me, fat boy.
For several seconds, I forgot what shirt I was wearing and assumed that this old man was insultingly hitting on me.
Negging. Yeah, you're getting negged.
Yeah. Turned out to have a good conversation with him afterwards because I think he saw the look
after
of, oh my
what?
God, and the, oh, the, huh?
After what?
After he said that.
Oh, okay.
We had a good conversation.
Just trying to make sure I'm on the same page.
He makes a killer breakfast. I'll tell you that much.
But high pancakes. Oh, yeah.
Did you kiss him?
This fat boy did indeed kiss the Pep Boys old man. That's one of my favorite stories. Who's got a better one? Nobody.
I don't tell stories about kissing old men.
A man once made me take a picture.
No one. Story.
Noob.
I said a man once made me take a picture of him in the bathroom.
Oh yeah, remember that?
Told that story, I think. Right.
Same guy.
You can put that on your
show. Ours like us, pornographers love us.
I think it's weird because like wholesome stuff happens in women's rooms. Dudes' rooms? I don't know about that.
No, I don't think they do.
Or I've read some of the.
We don't go in there together, so I don't know.
I will say that I have seen a lot more horrible graffiti with terrible messages in men's rooms than in any of the women's room that I've ever creeped into.
Yeah, it's usually like, I mean, the worst thing you see in a woman's room is like, creeping. That person's a bitch. But the like, it's usually just like, oh my God, like, love yourself. You're perfect just as you are.
Jamie's got great tits.
Really? I'll
tell you, some pretty interesting poetry in men's rooms. It's creative.
Worked many menial jobs, the women's room is always fucking filthier than the men's at the end of the day. I don't know how.
Yeah, because women think that there's some women think they're too good to sit, so they squat and like our bodies are not made for that, and then they just like
spray and pray.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every janitor I've ever met out of school says that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's so, like, put the toilet paper sheets on there if you feel like you can't sit on, put your butt on there. Do
I
something.
I used to be that guy. I wouldn't Make sit it. On a toilet in public, but now I'm just like, I give it a wipe down and then I sit down. I don't, you know, I'm too old to be creaking around like that.
I feel like if there's something that's going to get me sick from the back of my legs and the back of and my, like, you know, my butt, like what, like what is going to, before I take a shower, what's going to happen?
I'm thinking of other people. What if somebody wants to lick my ass?
Then you take a shower.
At the spur of a notice, like you say you're at the bank bathroom.
Or a Pep Boys.
That's why you always go to the bathroom at a truck stop where you can buy a shower afterwards.
And also, that's find for a the glory lot hole.
Lizards. Yeah, lot lizards hang out at those places.
Nobody in there showering.
Now you're just trawling for anonymous sex with old people.
Yeah, if you walk through the gas station going, all right, everyone, I'm heading in the back to take a shower.
Just walk in with a towel around your waist and a rubber ducky and a shower cap. How are you today, sir?
Oops, my towel came loose.
I'm just here for a Slim Jim, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh God, we're not even near the rails before we get started.
Yeah. If you're a hot lizard and you need to contact Frakes, please email frakes@gmail.com. All lot lizards, please contact Frakes.
I'm glad most of us didn't hear anything that you said.
It's very muffly sounding.
Hard to hear.
Now you're the one with the bad audio.
Well, that's that might work out for easier editing.
Is your mic facing the wall again?
Turn around backwards.
Oh.
It is muffling.
A couple of announcements.
Yeah.
We got a new Patreon today. Woo-hoo. That Yay. We all got to bullshit with on the Discord.
Thanks, Patrick.
Yeah, long time listener. He finally gave us money, and he said in the Discord it was because we berated him for not giving us money. That works.
Did say that.
Yeah. So,
if you're listening to this show and you do not pay for it,
you're a bad person.
You're a bad person. You should pay.
Oh, that's ridiculous. But it works. It works.
It works. I don't care if you... we're episode 53 or season 2 episode 3, we're in there, we're way up there. If you've made it this far and you've spent no money, none, you're a bad person.
Or you can or can spot, you know, a deal. Free is a deal.
You're very frugal, and that's a good quality to be in this economy. It's
won't get you a lot of dates.
Yeah, put that on your tombstone. Was very frugal with podcast.
If you think they're getting a tombstone, they're not frugal.
No,
it's just a wooden cross drove into the ground with some letters burned on it with a wood burning kit.
Two sticks tied together.
Yeah, fell asleep watching Highlander the other night, and the guy that's leading the parade has got this cross, and it's literally just two like pine tree sticks that have been tied together. Yeah. It's like, how did he get up front?
Like, that's where we're saving on the budget. Mm-hmm. Couldn't spring for a 2x4. Let's get some sticks.
No, no, they spent all their 2x4 money on Sean Connery. Egyptian Spaniard.
It was so weird to have like the one. Isn't he actually Scottish?
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought he was Welsh.
No, he's very Scottish.
Yeah, like why have the Scottish guy playing an Egyptian Spaniard and have a French dude play the Scottish guy?
Yeah.
I always thought he was Russian from that one movie. Was the
Lambert French or Belgian?
Well, he was born in the U.S., but he went to France after that, and like that's where he started acting and blah 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 blah. I know this because I had to Google it because I was like, what is that accent? What is it? I just like I think of it as the Raiden because that's the first thing that I really remember him as is Raiden. But then I remember that yes, I did watch Highlander the series. But I never saw the movie until...
That was Adrian Paul, not Christopher Lambert, though.
Was he in the show? Like he's a different guy.
There is a sequel that has both of them in it, though.
Okay, because I was going to say, it definitely said when I looked it up that like he was in the Highlander TV show also.
I think he might have guest appearance, but they did a movie together too, Adrian Paul and Lambert. Mm. Mm.
I'm trying to think of the famous Christopher Lambert line from Mortal Kombat. Where he was Raiden, was it?
I flawless, think he nailed it.
Flawless interpretation.
Nailed it.
The fate of billions will depend upon you. Sorry.
It always sticks out to me.
I can see the scene when you do that. I see it. It's just perfect.
One other thing I'll say before we start gaming is that Terrence posted a link that somebody from Paizo, and I said their name right because I want to be serious for a moment. I normally say Piazzo because I got my education in South Carolina and I wasn't good at it then either because it was real easy, but I was just bad at it. About looking for people who are doing their stuff online. So we sent them an email and I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but they are now following our YouTube, they're following our Twitter, and they're following our Instagram, which means we're basically employees there now, I think.
Yeah. That's how that works.
Very, very low paid, but not paid at all. We spend money for them to be employees.
We're interns.
We've got even pull, that. Is what we're saying. We're kingmakers now.
But if they're listening to the show and they listen to this episode, we've been playing your game for over a decade now, I think, right? Like, when did we start?
8 years.
Yeah, 12 years.
Yeah, pretty much since it came out.
Terrence obviously wishes Wizards of the Coast was following us instead, but you know what? Fuck them.
Yeah, Terrence, anyway. We really don't. We're all passionate.
Shout out to Piazzo. Fuck you, Wizards.
Yeah, Mike Piazzo. Thanks for the Pathfinder.
Right.
Now, when you watch our Forsaken Throne show, Wizards of the Coast, we love you.
Oh my God.
You're,
so good.
You're the best game system out there.
Yeah, they're not, though. Let's be
I always thought that was pronounced peso, like peso, except with Z.
It's pi. It's P-A-I. That makes the I sound. Mm-hmm. Paizo.
I think about it like, I don't know where it's from, but it's and definitely...
Not that any of them do anything with this, but I'm looking forward to doing this in the coming months.
Oh, yeah, that's gonna be fun.
Yeah, you should wait about 5 minutes to plug that one. So,
you gotta
split them up.
Yeah. No, just all at once.
Yeah,
because you're cool, you suck, eat a dick. Let's play this game.
Let's play this game. Please! Let's play some Pathfinder.
Franks, you look like you're being held hostage somewhere because of how your room looks now.
Yeah.
Which is kind of your character situation. You guys are basically being held hostage in the middle of a sea on a Fey realm. Transition, motherfucker. We're professionals.
Yeah, hop on that segue and let's get this started.
I don't really have anything to start with because there are still inter-character situations to work out. Now, when we left off, I said that your characters don't know this, but it's going to be about 7 days before they meet whoever it is they're supposed to meet that the Leshy teased them about.
We still got to figure out how to get the boat moving, too.
Yeah. You know. So, I'm going to say that that first night and day, not a lot gets done because of, I assume your characters are just kind of at a loss, right? Like, you're on a whole nother realm. You've got Dorian semi-locked up below, Winsome still unresponsive and cursed. The rest of y'all don't matter as much, but you're there.
It's a normal episode, right?
Normal episode, yeah. Who wants to take lead on, like, something that that their characters would pass their time with while they're on this boat?
I think it should be one of the important characters.
Well, if you insist. So, Saunders has spent a good deal of time shut away in her father's cabin with him and going through his stuff and just kind of generally kicking herself. She can't get out of that feeling that she should never have left the island, and if she hadn't, none of this would have happened. And she's just got all these feelings going on inside of her, and she's got to get them out. So she's gonna go talk to the rest of the crew.
When you say the island, do you mean your home island or Yharnam?
Her home island.
Home island, right. Okay, good.
Yeah. Had she stayed at home like her father told her to, this probably would not have happened.
So, other than you guys, the rest of the crew is Belfrost, the halfling, Eldarissa, the elf wizard. And there's two that you haven't really met yet. It's Sam, who is the cook on this ship, and his wife, Britta, who you will learn later on is Sam's wife, and a cartographer.
And a purifier of water.
Which you needed, for sure. But yeah, other than that, so who all does Sandra want to gather? Everyone?
She definitely wants to gather the group that she's traveling with and have them all come to, I guess, the brig where Dorian is for a bit of a discussion.
Bring your tomatoes. We'll throw them at him behind the bars.
Indeed.
I've set up a dunk tank just for your convenience. Don't worry.
So she starts off by saying, you know, I have this gift. It allows me to understand people in a way that I realize now most of you don't have. And sometimes I forget that, and I tend to expect things of you that shouldn't be expected of you. So I feel like maybe I should let you all know. You, what is your name? Vladrost?
Yeah,
you are the most new to this group. But the rest of you, I feel like some of you should know, like, yes, this is my father, and yes, we left, when I left with a bit of a chip on my shoulder. But that chip is not your chip. That chip is my chip. That chip comes from our relationship. He is not a bad man. He's a smuggler. Some folks call him a pirate. But he is not a bad person. He has a purpose that I share, and that is to protect those of us that have magic within us. With that said, I would like to I would like to.
Yes.
I would like to say you get you a smell, card. You get a card. No.
Do you smell burnt? Are you all right? Okay.
Yeah. No. I just a lot of emotions and things going on at the moment. Mm. I would like to say that I did not appreciate how some of you treated my father and also his companions here who were so kind to bring us onto this ship and let us be here. And Vladros, you pulled arms on him. Amon, you pulled arms against them. That does not sit right with me. And you, Dorian, who I have never actually trusted because you are clearly hiding something. And not just whatever you're hiding is affecting us all. You blew us up.
Yeah, this is true. We are now here because of your actions.
We are all here and we are going to need each other to get away from here. So I feel as if we must come to an understanding.
Very well. Dorian gets off his cut. Stands up. Well, the thing you did not mention, incidentally. What exactly is this special gift you claim to have, out of curiosity?
The Orisha blessed me with the gift of sight, a second sight, an ability to know the core of a person with very little insight, with very little what's the word I'm looking for?
Personal information?
Yeah.
Context.
Yes. To know what is true and what is false without.
Now it makes sense. Very well.
She doesn't need your Facebook account to know what your favorite dinners are.
I would agree.
Well, that certainly adds a bit more context to things. Well, I'll start by apologizing for the situation you find yourself in. It was not my intent. It was never my intent. I only meant to threaten. To get rid of these soul crystals that were on the ship was a high priority. And it should have been one for you too.
I know I am new here, but may I ask a question? What the fuck are soul crystals?
Well, allow me to double back several episodes during flashback scenes that none of us really were privy to, except for one character.
Slow zoom in on Nim.
All right, enough breaking the fourth wall. I cannot say precisely what they are. Maybe one of us more learned in the arcane arts can explain to you, but as I understand it, the crystals the dwarves have extracted from the islands around Yharnam contain the souls of mortals.
Ancient mortals. Trapped inside those crystals.
Yes.
That's what the power was that was released when they were exploded. At least that's what I theorize. They could not have been allowed to reach Yharnam or what was the name of the other town?
Lith.
Lith.
What harm do these soul crystals pose to Yharnam and Lith?
I might hear. Yes, they are a source of great magical power, and I pull out my own sword, which I've kept the whole time, and hold it out. This was a mundane blade two months ago, as are many of the weapons around here. Now, while we didn't know the nature of the crystals, that is what caused them to be magical. And let me tell you, had I known, I would not have allowed it. Destroying a soul to extract magical power is darkest necromancy.
Using a soul for magic powers is wrong. Having those souls continue to be imprisoned in those crystals was wrong. As far as I'm concerned, it's troubled me a lot since I've learned that that's what they were. But I've been unable to determine what to do about it, how to release them, whether we should release them, what would happen if they were released. Dorian's brash and dangerous actions and did endanger the lives of all of us. But in light of endangering the entire city, I agree with his decision.
I cannot believe that that was the only way.
It was not the only way. We could have found a trench to dump them in, anything, but your family tried to stop me, and I cannot allow.
They tried to stop you from blowing us all up. I don't understand. Do you feel that they knew that these stones were so evil and chose to keep them anyway?
I tried to explain it to them, but the halfling, in his greed, insisted that they have them.
Yeah, I remember him saying that they weren't going to Yharnam.
Right, and if they go to Lith, it will be even worse. Imagine a cadre of mages with literally no moral compunctions to extract however much magic they absolutely can from anything they can find.
Now, I have a question about these soul crystals. Does anyone else know that there are souls imprisoned in these crystals, or do they just think that they are magical?
The dwarves do.
The dwarves do know, and they sell them.
Yes, they've known for centuries.
I'll stop you there. The dwarves do know, but they don't sell them. That's why this is odd that two of them had been taken
why
from.
This is
yeah.
Criminal smuggling operation.
Mm-hmm.
But they do use them.
Mm-hmm.
Which in its own right is a dark action.
It is dark. And however the process, or whether there was another way to do it, the end result is Yharnam and Lith are safe. And those souls, at least the ones on that vessel, are free.
Freed.
Released, at least. But that notwithstanding, the reason why they couldn't come back to Yharnam in particular is because after Nim told me the story of the vision you had of the creature devouring Akage's soul, it only took a small leap of logic to know that these crystals are feeding this dark lady. They are mana to her.
It also explains why my god says they couldn't make it back to Yharnam. She has also told me there's a game going on between the gods as right now.
Gods.
I am sorry. I am very new here. I was hired to go swimming. Vladros reaches into his bag and he pulls out a gallon of ale and he opens it up and dips his cup into it. Takes a long drink. So, I am now involved in something that involves the eternal souls of mortal creatures.
My apologies, Ladras.
Dark ladies? Who is this dark lady?
All right, I will take a minute, a long minute, to explain what has gone on to Ladras in as succinct a manner as possible.
Roll that clip.
Vladros sits in front of a TV where we stream 50 episodes of Homebrew Detritus.
Basically all of season one.
Nim will point out to Vlad, though, that you were involved in this without knowledge even before, because this is something that is threatening the existence of the world and not just a few of us on a boat.
Well, I am not saying that I am backing out. I just had no idea of the scope of the situation that I was.
Yeah, that door closed behind us, so.
Yes, now I am in another plane of existence. So this is interesting.
Near as I can tell.
What plane are we in? I have my suspicions, but no one has really told me.
Good question.
I rolled shit on my plane.
Knowledge planes to.
Yeah, you'd already Nimit figured out you guys were in the Fey realm.
Skies and
sort of like a Fey world or something.
Mm-hmm. We're in the Fey wild.
It was like it was in between. It was an in between world between planes or something. I think
you're
somewhat
in between the material and the Fey wilds. Yeah.
Right. So it may be possible to get back a number of ways, but for the moment, Miss Sonder, I do regret what happened to your father. I don't think Dorian had any ill intent directed toward him. No. I did what I could to save him from the water, and we'll do what we can to revive him.
I appreciate that. I do not blame anyone for what that spellcaster did to my father. He would have been here whether or not none of you actually hurt him, and most of you helped him. I appreciate that. I do not believe that such rash decisions are conducive to teamwork going forward. I feel like if we are to make it out of this Fey realm, we will have to work together and maybe, I don't know, talk to each other about stuff from time to time, especially something as serious as the fate of the world.
Yes, I suppose.
I concur. Cards on the table.
I am okay with this. from me, you can expect what you see. I'm a very simple man. I do not keep secrets well.
I stare at him while he's saying this.
I mean, I don't. I have never attempted to keep secrets. The only one that I have kept is not my secret to tell.
I understand. I feel as if I know the secret that you speak of, and it is not my place, but the secret harms none. But for things that are truly harmful, things that are truly impactful, I feel as if we must communicate.
Yes. If I ever hold the keys to the destruction or the salvation of an entire world, you will rest assured I will communicate with everyone.
Indeed. I will...
Sense motive.
And at that, I'm going to unlock the cage where Dorian was.
All There's right. another matter
just
of our companions on the boat that may not share our understanding of Dorian's actions. We may have a long time without food, so
let me deal with them. Ring. I know them well. Let me deal with them. But I needed to speak to you first, all of you, the collective you first, in order to gauge my next steps.
I apologize for being
dissentous, cagey, a lying sack of shit.
No. Those are some of my better qualities, but honestly, what I'm apologizing for is not being more trusting of my comrades. You all have talents that are of a great importance, and you all have valuable input. And sometimes I let my personal aims get in the way of communication.
Amon will stand up, take a scroll slot out of his jacket, place on the table, and walk out of the room.
If we're no longer keeping secrets, you might want to read this.
Ooh. Me? Or us?
The whole group. And he steps out of the room.
I'm nosy.
Is it magical?
How so I read it aloud. Magic on it just for...
No, there's no magic to it. It's just the, what was it? That that little letter thing I wrote for the exposition dump.
Oh, okay. I was reading.
Okay, so you're letting everyone know you're...
Yeah.
The O's King?
So yeah. Are we to call you Tut and Tut 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 Tut
now? Call me whatever you like. Hold on, I have wait.
I shall call you Tut 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 Tut.
Now we're all sound like noob.
I shall call you a little rude for this, the tone of this message. I'm not going to lie.
Tutasetamum.
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 Tutasetamum. A moon instead of a mon. Done.
Okay.
A moon.
Sounds good to me.
Either way, I just met you yesterday, so I will call you whatever you wish.
If you say my name one more time, bad things happen.
Oh, no. It's like Candyman.
You fade from existence. But to bring it back real quick, Miss Sunder, I believe I may owe your friend, the Halfling, an apology. I was brutal with him. That is not the right word, but I was harder with him than I needed to be. Would he be open to hearing an apology from me?
He is a fiery sort. Let me speak to him first.
Well, they'll get none from me. He punched me in the face as soon as I woke up.
You deserved it.
I mean...
You blew him up.
You did blow him up.
You did blow him up.
One more thing. Akage's not dead anymore.
W-H-A-T what?
I beg your pardon.
Yeah, his skeleton's alive in here. We might want to take care of that.
You mean you put Akage's body in the hole, right?
The corpse holder. Yeah, he's it's
portable. You mean the portable hole where we were also storing his weapons?
Yes.
Were there not hundreds of other bodies in there?
Oh, we dumped those down a cliff.
No, we dumped those.
Okay.
I fear that this happened when we fought that plot hook that Razbad killed.
I thought the portable hole was cold in there and it was keeping everything frozen.
Oh, great. A fresh zombie.
In theory, which makes me wonder if it was that dark cast or that dark necromancer. I think when she casted that spell, I saw him be turn undead for just a split second, but I thought it was just an omen to his demise.
Oh, no.
Is this your former comrade?
Yes, you remind me of him in a lot of ways.
Is it the face? I get that a lot.
It's the mustache and beard situation? Just a bit?
It's the arrow?
The Reddit upvote, is that what you called it?
But anyway, whenever we're ready, we can take care of that. No rush. It's not going anywhere.
Perhaps it would be better to do so now before we get into any situations with the current rulers of this world.
Wait.
Well, before we get into any of these situations, there are some things that might assist us in my father's quarters. I do not remember what any of that treasure was.
Because we did not roll for
out of character,
yet.
But yeah.
Right.
Oh, well, while
what treasures? Hey.
While she is distributing treasure, may I say something?
No.
No?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Dorian thinks for a moment, says...
Never mind.
Okay.
Sorry, go ahead.
Dorian stops for a moment and tries to get everyone's attention as succinctly and quickly as possible. It says, if what you've told me is true, I can only go on my training. And the training we have for this kind of situation is limited. One, don't give anything your real name if you can help it. They can do things with it.
Oh, I'm good at that.
try to use a title and try not to use the same one over again. Two, try not to eat anything. They can trap you. And three, try to maintain the rules of etiquette no matter how bizarre they may be. It's really our only chance to escape if we have to interact with something powerful.
These sound very reminiscent to what I was taught as a child.
Yes.
These are those, Fae.
The old stories and the old ways. We are here, Vladrost. I mean, you're here, Vladrost.
The shit. Honestly, it never connected the dots in my head. I never thought that. I thought they were all dead.
No. Kraith drove them out. But they're always here.
Vladros looks visibly shaken for a minute.
Need a little more information on this, Mr. Dorian. Besides, it seems a little more serious than don't eat their biscuits.
It's always more serious than they make it out to be. Just obey the rules of etiquette. Try to remain anonymous.
Don't dance if you can help it.
Don't agree to anything unless you absolutely have to.
Why no dancing?
You will not stop.
Well, shit.
Until you die.
And now, out of character, like, Dorian is talking about a lot of things that he was taught from his youngest age about the horrors of Fae creatures.
Yeah, the Archfae and the Fae Lords. Like, they held sway over Kraith for millennia until the Kraithian Empire kind of drove him out. And Vladros is backing Dorian up with what he knows of the homeland as well. So just, yes, it is bad. This is bad news.
This is bad news. The warlock. Because Sonder likes the boogie.
I will be fine as long as they play no disco.
Oh, no.
Damn, I like to move it.
She loves the nightlife. She loves to boogie.
Well, I think we should check out the things in the captain's cabin, deal with the young boy.
Yes.
And I will have friends,
a conversation.
Try to get this boat moving.
So I'm going to hand wave a little bit here. Sonder is able to persuade the rest of the crew of y'all's new, maybe tenuous, but it's their unity going forward, at least while you're in this Fae world. Sam, the human cook, is one of the first to say that he can make rations last for the better part of a month. So as far as food is concerned, there's no need to be concerned yet.
I hope you like soup. Hope you like a lot of soup.
Hope you like a lot of soup. The treasure chest, Sonder, was filled with enough gold where if you wanted to split it evenly, each character would get 7,000 gold. That takes into account the fact that there was also smaller boxes with each of his main crew labeled that contained a similar, if not more, amount. I'm assuming because they're family, you were going to leave those boxes for them. Correct me if I'm wrong, and Sonder dumps out their little boxes to mix it with the rest of y'all's.
No. You mean the people that are still on the boat?
Do it.
There was a box for basically Belfrost, Elrissa, Draft, who's no longer alive, Sam, and Britta.
No, I won't. She won't distribute their things. Just whose stuff am I distributing right now? My father's?
The father, there was, yeah. Go ahead, Kevin.
I was going to say, Draft is no longer alive. Does he have any next of kin?
His girlfriend lives in the boat. Isn't
Elarissa his next of kin?
They were basically married, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, sorry, Charlie. I can't do it.
Who's listening to Mario music?
It's Kevin.
Oh, Kevin alarm. And his pills.
Kevin, your necessary Mario. Pills.
Yeah, you and your life-saving medication, you loser. Okay.
7,000 gold, eh?
7,000 gold.
Each.
Each.
Mm-hmm. Is that including Vladrost?
If she wants to split that with you, I mean,
yeah, she her could just gold.
You gonna act right?
I absolutely will act right. I will do no harm to anyone who you deem not to be harmed. From this point forward, you can call me an employee.
I'll allow it. Consider this an advance. Act right.
The whole advance. You will never be paid again.
I don't say now, none later.
A salary.
I mean, does he like? Does he? Do you need it?
I have 5 gold pieces to my name.
All right, you can have it. I was gonna say, if you're Big Daddy Fat Pockets over there, then you don't get any. But
no, I was on Smuggler's Cove, saving up to sail away somewhere, but no one would take my 5 gold.
Sail away.
No.
As far I don't as think the other shops nearby, are there?
As far as the other trinkets and treasures go, keep getting blurry.
There's an album of pure moods, apparently.
As far as the other trinkets and treasures go, you find 4 vials of cure moderate. Two potions of bull strength, 2 potions of bear's endurance. You can hear Nim just tacking away on that thing. No, that's perfect. It's just the background noise of you accumulating treasure. It makes you happy.
It does make me happy.
That's the sound of his pen dipping into his inkwell. And
so it was bull strength and what? 2 bull strength and?
2 bear's bull strength, endurance. 2 bear's endurance.
What was the first ones? Cure
the moderates? Cure mods. It was 4 potions of cure mod. Or 5 potions of endure elements.
Ooh, that might come in handy.
Yeah, go take your pill while he's doing this.
And then.
All right.
There is enough bullets and gunpowder in there for that gun that you have.
I'll keep that.
Mm-hmm. For you to be able to shoot it about 40 times.
Ooh. Gun training montage.
Montage.
The setting won't allow me to take feats. Damn you. there's also something special in there that is just for Sonder that we'll talk about later.
Is it a sweet thigh holster?
Yeah, it's a sweet thigh holster.
It's an action bustier.
But no, we had talked before about the flaming sword, the Saren Ray spell, and working that into an oracle, even though you're not a cleric. So there's a magic item I think I can make for that to work, but that'll be along those lines.
Yay! I get to do Saren Ray's rage.
We can get into
the meat.
No. Well, not necessarily meat, but the body of what are you guys going to do with Hokage?
Do we talk to the rest of the crew first and let them know the situation? Or do we go ahead and handle our personal business?
Oh, we've already talked to them.
Yeah, she smoothed things over
about Hokage.
About releasing a dangerous undead creature onto the deck, essentially to fight it to death.
Well, here is a point of order. You say he is in a portable hole, basically a 10-foot pit, yes? I can just jump in there and take care of him.
I mean, he 6 of us, we could help.
He might not be that easy.
There's a chance. there's a chance that he is not necessarily your normal mindless undead. Like, we fought undead that were reanimated in the way that I think that he is reanimated. And they retained a lot of their fighting prowess, so...
Unfortunately, I don't know. I was only had enough time to throw him back into the hole.
From everything that you guys have said about this Akage, he was quite a child. Easily handled.
A dickless wonder.
Yes, a dickless young wonder.
He was extremely fierce. And,
multiple times, too. It wasn't just one.
I also saw him behead several people on a backswing, so...
So he did have skills.
Okay. Yes. He was there silent, is a 50, but he 50 was rash. There's a chance
that he set his glaive down inside that hole somewhere and doesn't have it.
It just handed it off to another corpse. Here, hold this.
Hold this. Hold this.
Enemies to fight.
Fisticuffs.
My honor demands Kage's it.
Catchphrase.
So yeah, we'll leave it to Sonder to ask the other people if they want us to try this here. Or wait till we're somewhere safer.
She asked them, what do they say?
Elrus is pretty unresponsive still because of draft, but Belfrost is coming around to your way of thinking, at least. He still is very wary of the Dorian. But with your father in his current condition, you are head of this ship, in my opinion. I'd say it's your call. However, it's, you know, it doesn't seem necessary to... It doesn't seem necessary to open this up here and now until we get back to safer waters.
Nim left his toothbrush in there, though.
Yeah.
In that case, open it immediately.
I think the only reason that we're really thinking about letting Akage out to take care of him now is so there's no, like, diplomatic incident at the Fae Court, or so that they don't smell undead on us and be like, oh, off with all their heads.
Well, I'm of two minds on the subject. One, if Akage is... taken, if we do this in a safer location, that means probably on land and hopefully back in our own world. Unfortunately, that means dragging a dangerous undead creature back into our own world. So then we should do it here. However, I'm also think that maybe having a dangerous undead at the ready might be come in handy.
You did mention that his soul was taken by this dark lady who is in control, or who is hiding in the shadows of Yharnam, correct?
Yes. Yes.
If we take him back to our world to take care of him, perhaps he would be more powerful there in her sphere of influence.
Well, that's also true.
I think it'd be best to take care of it now.
Personally, I think we need to take care of it as soon as possible.
Give me a wisdom.
Put off for tomorrow what needs to be done today.
Give me a wisdom check, Vladros, since that was your thought process.
Yeah, whiz us up.
That's the face of a guy that rolled poorly. 10
That's
even?
10. Yes.
That's the DC I was going to give you.
Nice.
You do remember when you fought the Blood Golem, I mentioned that golems are normally mindless, but whatever had created this had given it some form of intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
When Amon did the bone shackles on it, the creature got a save because it was not mindless undead, right?
Yes, I believe it gets a save anyway.
Oh. Well, it's not a mindless undead, but between Akage's soul being eaten, you're not sure what mind is in this body now. So that could be a conversation y'all could have about what to do with it.
I say let it out the hole, we all smash it together.
I feel like between all of us, we very well could take it. But I
feel wrong about it. I feel the same way.
I liked Akage. I can't see
taking up arms against him. That's why I'm going to do this.
Although I will say it does seem more dangerous than necessary to do it on the ship. If something were to happen. Already.
Damaged ship.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know that getting to land would be...
How many days are we debating this?
Yeah.
At least day once I can get my shit back. Well, here's another thing.
Let's roll a d4 and honestly figure out how long we debated.
On a mechanic side thing, Toker, if you were to roll out the portable hole, does it work like a portal that way where it becomes the entrance on the top?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that could be
if you wanted to kill this thing, I don't think it's going to be hard for the group. I wanted y'all to make a decision if you're going to take care of it now, if you were just going to smash it, if you were going to save it till you got out of the Fae world, if you were going to use it. It's just it's almost like a treasure you guys are trying to dictate on how to take care of it.
Well, we can't use the portable hole until we take care of the Akage situation.
Couldn't True. Safely like, use it.
Yeah, we could use it. It's just a little angry man.
Could I say, as the former controller of Akage, that he would not want his body to maintain that form?
Yeah, but you're dead, so you don't get a say.
No, I remember him saying that to me in voicemail. I have it right here on my phone.
Yeah, but I'm saying his party members would know he was a very honor-driven person. Yeah. And he would not want his body A, used against his will, and B, to be undignified in death. He would rather have his head cut off and, you know, be done with. So
with that in mind, Sonder votes that we take a deep breath and take him out.
It's one Sonder, one I'm sure Razbad to go ahead and kill him.
Let's do it.
I agree. But I think we should take his body back to Yharnam with us.
Okay.
Well, then I'll just go with the majority.
I was willing to do it myself to spare you all the pain. But if you feel that this is what he would want, his closest friends bludgeoning and beating and stabbing and casting spells on him until he is again dead, then I am all for it.
Yes, probably.
So you guys decide that this is the best course of action, and you set up basically a real easy ambush because you know the creature is coming from that hole. And while you were worried about his skill level and his challenge rating when he comes out, you find that it is still just bumbling Akage, but undead, and you easily take care of him.
Does he have his glaive?
He actually left it leaning against the side of the bed.
He comes out and just drops his blade like a mic drop, and then y'all hammer him to death.
he hands it off to Amon.
But no, properly prepared, he doesn't have a chance coming out of that hole before blade and bow and bludgeoning weapon takes the corpse back down to unlife or death. The rest of the 3 or 4 days after that's been done, you guys kind of set yourself into a groove. Elrissa is capable with wind magics, but you don't know where to go. There's some discussions. There's some good times. There's some arguments. It's stressful. But after nearly a week, the Leshy reappears. And confronts whoever's on top of the boat to gather those below that its master is here and its master is ready to talk. You guys all gather on the top of the boat and look up to the Leshy as it points a hand out towards the sea. The water begins to bend upwards. almost, if not wider than the boat you're on now, something massive and huge is coming out from the depths below. At first, it looks almost like a small island is coming as it this strange gray flesh breaks from the water and its skin as it hits this strange alien fey sunlight. Shimmers of purple and gold come off its slick flesh. But more and more mass is coming out. And eventually you see tentacles come up from the water behind it. And to your dismay, you see tentacles come out of the water on the other side of the boat. It takes a few moments for this creature to come up, and you know that you're only seeing a small fraction of its actual size as a giant, gargantuan squid with one large eyeball stares at you and begins to speak. And it'll share those words with you next week.
No, we really have to wait this time.
Yeah, that's like 2 weeks worth of wait. 3 weeks.
We actually have to wait now.
We actually have to wait. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a map here, but you guys, that role play was dope. I didn't want to interrupt that. That was good.
It felt needed. I thought that was needed. And
we only recorded for like 30 minutes, 45 minutes.
Did we?
Yeah, we didn't start till like 8:20 or so.
Oh well.
I really expected you to have to make us play out the Akage combat.
Yeah.
No, I thought we started at like 8:15 and we were at an hour.
No, sorry.
I mean, we're five minutes away from that.
It's
stretch it out. Stretch it out.
I'm just trying to get more game out of this, and we're gonna. I don't get to play tomorrow.
Why?
Oh yeah, because he's running the game.
He's
stop still the music. Playing. Let's go long. Fuck it. Y'all want to go long?
Yeah.
We can go long. We still got to. We're gonna record Noob Show after this too. Long. So
I'm gonna grab a quick water though.
I have to bake a potato after this. That's gonna take an hour.
You should be baking the potato now.
We're gonna start the potato when we start recording Noob Show.
okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
Are we taking a short little?
Just
break.
A moment. No, I'm a moment, bitter. Yes.
I need to go take my
run
pills.
Quick like a bunny. Hoppity hop.
I'm just going to leave it recording.
All right.
Start talking shit go? Now. Yeah. I'm going to
Has anyone ever liked Toker? I don't.
No. He's not likable.
It's
not his fault.
It's so weird. I don't know. It's smells like I don't know, sour cream and onion chips all the time.
Yeah, you did a really piss poor job of talking shit about me the other day in that other episode.
What episode?
I was expecting a lot more from that, and it was just really half hearted. I was not insulted by not being.
Frakes is moist and delicious like Sara Lee cake. Get it?
I don't know if like a Pepperidge Farm coconut cake.
it's like a salty, briny. No, it's not good.
Oh, like a lambic. Anyway,
well, I like lambics.
Being constantly moist.
I've got the mic closer. Am I coming in way too loud now?
No, you're fine.
No, okay. Just don't shout.
I want to know how this sounds. Is it loud. Weird? Is it weird?
Tickles my
I don't know. Well, if we're
my
all
weird,
going
is it close strange?
Let's do it.
This is why we don't take breaks and keep recording.
Because we end up sounding like assholes.
Everybody's.
I used to sing songs like that to my little younger siblings. And I tell you what, if a baby's crying and you do that to them, they will shut the fuck up. Look at you like, what?
Every time you do it, it reminds me of the sister from Pet Sematary who's just all.
And every time you say the sister from, I think, Patty and Selma, every time.
Nope. Me, it sounds like something that lives under a bed.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's the shutting the children up.
When we briefly last left off.
Are you going? You're sticking with that one?
Yeah.
That's fun. Cool.
That whole little thing. We'll do that. We decided we had more time, and I had a giant squid coming out of the water. And the reason I said we're out of time, you'll hear now, because I've been practicing what this thing should sound like for a while.
Oh boy, I'm all Twitter.
Ooh, I'm gonna
mute. I'm excited. I want to hear this.
Now I'm on this. I put myself on the spot. I don't feel good about it. Let's get the microphone right up here, right close. See what this sounds like. Yes, small children from the material plane. I've watched you for several moments. You had the stink of the traveler Lamansa. But now that stink has gone away, and I am more willing to believe your story and your happenstance. What can I, Kalaknikus, do for you?
I will defer to the captain.
Yes. You can send us home. We didn't want to intrude on your realm. Maybe was an accident.
Maybe he can do something for Winsome.
Was I not just informed to not ask favors of these folks?
No, I said don't enter into bargains with
them. Oh, okay. Yes. It's like, you can, please, we would like to leave your realm, but before we do so, we have one of us who is in a state that none of us can comprehend. And if you could maybe, if you know how to deal with it, maybe you can return him to us so that we could leave your realm in peace?
I do not possess the power to tamper with that Lamansa has touched. But I know of whom she fled this world with, the corpse of a great dragon. That dragon birthed some children here, and one of them still resides. I know the location of the Rothfuss, and would be willing to give you passage to his realm for a price.
Damn.
What price do you ask of us?
He's asking to strike a bargain.
I know he's asking. They always ask to strike a bargain.
We indeed like our bargains. It would be a simple one, though. I've lived here in the depths for an eternity. I would like if one of you would take a part of my essence to your world and expel it into your great vast oceans. With my essence, the creatures of the deep would allow passage and guide you to the realm of Rothfuss.
Man says creatures are in the depths where we are, where we came from.
Yeah,
I'll just bark that out. I'm not very diplomatic.
I'm not diplomatic, but I am knowledgeable wouldn't that breed, like, couldn't that possibly breed a Godzilla monster?
No.
Do you say something like that out loud?
Yes, I'm not charismatic at all, so...
Scratching
my head. Aren't that how kaiju are made?
You don't know what kaiju are, fool.
Can I, on his last thing about asking us if we would take his, can I sense motive?
Sure.
Is it just like a jar of cum?
Dr. Strangelove shit then.
32 on the sense motive.
He is being very upfront.
Two knowledge checks that I could do to learn more about this creature.
Yeah, hold on. To you, Speck Greenskin, I do not wish to live in your world, only to see it. My essence would not be a thing of material needs. It would only allow me visions of what it is you have.
Is this not something that you can accomplish on your own?
No, this is how he's accomplishing it on his own, is
didn't ask
having
you.
Someone carry it to our realm.
Well, how would we transport this essence, O Lord of the Deep?
You would need to keep it alive inside one of you.
What if we kept it alive inside of a fallen friend?
I'm afraid that would not work.
Hmm.
I'll do it.
No, stop. Dorian walks to the deck. It's my fault we're here. I volunteered to be your vessel, oh Lord, as long as my friends may get back to where they belong.
That is very, very, very agreeable. And with dexterity, these massive tentacles should not have. Dorian is swept from the ship and dragged beneath the waters. Nearly an hour later, the creature returns and lays the limp, breathing form of Dorian on the bow of the boat. He now possesses the knowledge. Go with my blessing. And the great Karaknikus submerges once again into the depths. Now we'll see you next week.
I swear. Adios,
Karaknikus.
Karaknikus.
I really thought that you were going to be like, and he pulls Dorian beneath the waves. We'll see you next time.
So next time, yes, we will get right in. I know I like combats too. The main reason I play these games is because I really love tactical RPGs, and you don't get video games that do that very well anymore. So this is, I like doing it. But this has been a fun little sidestep from combat.
Yeah. I love.
You want some RP? Here you go.
Yeah. You'll take it. You like it, motherfucker.
Put some RP in your G, mofos.
Just like this level 7 right here. Give it to us, Toker.
Yeah.
I really appreciate.
Oh, please. He's thinking about it.
I was pretty sure what if you were. I thought you already were level 7.
No.
Level 6.
No, we've been 6
for like 6 months.
Since the summer of 76, maybe let's get it.
I've been level 6 since I joined this crew.
Oh, shut up.
That was all the way back to season 1. All the way back to season 1.
I know, yeah. It's a whole new season.
I want to say we got 6 when we escaped.
Shut up.
I'm looking at the combat that I had planned in case we got to it tonight.
Yeah.
I can make it harder.
take level 7.
Yay! Oh, yay.
I thought. Hey. Never mind.
You're welcome.
So we roll hit die.
Thank you. Right. Goodbye, everyone.
Now that we're out of.
We're getting the show there before anything changes.
Evan just interrupted the ending 7. Of the show.
I'm level. You just gave us 7.
Uh huh.
Taking remove curse. Can I remove the curse off of? Oh, is it Nim and
yeah.
Dorian?
Dude, right.
No, that curse didn't transfer over after the explosion. We said last time.
Oh, episode. I thought you said it did. Yeah, the disease was gone. The curse stay.
Oh, did I?
I'm not cursed, am I?
I was diseased and cursed.
There are two people that got cursed. I'm pretty sure you said
the disease was gone.
I got cursed, but he said that it went away when we moved over here.
Yeah.
The disease didn't then. There was something upstate. The
disease did not, yes. And yeah, also, I remember hearing...
I think that's just me.
I remember him joking with you saying that your curse was going to carry over to your next character.
Well, so which is it? Because I was diseased and cursed.
Now you're neither and you're level 7. Okay. That way I won't feel guilty about killing you in the next combat.
Oh, Jesus.
Going in fresh.
Oh, dude, you can't kill a level 7 wizard.
Can't do it.
Your chance is over. Chance over.
Meanwhile.
Especially a chicken wizard like Matt Bank.
So were you... Was the explanation of what Sonder got, was that going to be a like a secret? Like you definitely, you just tell me or you want to tell?
I'll tell you at first because I still got to work out the semantics of building the item. And when we come back, we'll see what happened to Dorian while he was in the depths for an hour. And we'll see what cool shit Sonder got from her father. And we'll thank all of the new patrons who are listening to this.
Yes, thank you.
Feel guilty for all these episodes and not paying a goddamn dump. And you know what, Dave? Thanks, bud. And the other patrons that I think I've said your names before out loud on here, and I'm not going to do it again. But you know that you're loved. Thank you. And
all the Jeffs.
You the best.
Yeah. Yep. You the best. Seems
more
like
Ariana
a good way to end
Grande
it.
Gifts too.
Be sure to check the dice box below. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, bye.
Bye. Level 7.
Level 7.
All right. Cut this thing off, would you?